Blog Talk Radio.
Grace. Peace. Joy. Faith. Love. Dr. V.
Too much. I love your love. All right. This is Dr. V. You tune in to Dr. V with Love and our special end of the year 2015 segment entitled Season Love. This is part three. Dr. V speaks prolifically, I think I wrote that right, about what season love looks like and invites relationship experts, authors, coaches, and artists, love therapists even, to discuss this very intimate subject for all types of relationships. And we want you to join the conversation. Okay, listen, we start our broadcast. For the last 7 years, we've done this with prayer, and we want you to pray with us because this is a Christian broadcast, believe it or not. Yeah. Listen, we just want you to be blessed from the beginning to the end. Whether you listen live, and we hope you are, or whether you listen in archive, okay? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name, Father. We thank you for being so good to us, so merciful. We thank you for your eternal love. We thank you for loving us beyond ourselves, Father God. We thank you for loving us, not because we earned it, oh God, but because that is who you are. And we thank you for being such a God. We ask for the presence and leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit on the broadcast so that yours truly, Dr. V, will just be a conduit, oh God, for your message and for your teaching on what season love is all about. What does it look like? How do you want us to magnify you in our love relationships? And we know that you want us to do that. We'll need the Holy Spirit to help us, Father. And so we thank you for him operating in us and through us at full throttle, Father. Also, Father, we just thank you for those that are listening that want to fall in love again before the year's out and want their marriage, their relationship to glorify you, Father, and benefit each other. Father, we just pray for them now that any hindrance in the relationship, any way that the enemy is encircling them, these your people, Lord God, and hindering good communication, loving communication, oh God, we just denounce his power now to destroy relationships, and we lift up the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit that will cause relationships to be more fortified than ever, more resilient than ever, more loving than ever. Father, we know that through you we can do all things, that we're more than conquerors, even in our relationships, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you be the glue between us, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you that you have valued our relationship so much, Father, that you said you liken our relationship to the kind of relationship you have with your church. And so we thank you, Lord God, for such a high calling as marriage, a high calling as covenant relationships, Father God, high calling, oh God, even in relationships with our children or our family members, our community members, our coworkers, Father God. Father God, you have share with us that you would know that we love you by the way we love the brethren. And so, again, from an intimate standpoint and from any type of relationship that you have ordained, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that through this broadcast you might use us to strengthen those relationships. And it's in the precious name of Jesus, our Christ, the Lord, your Savior, our Savior, Lord God, we praise you and we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in again to Dr. B with Love in this special edition of Season Love Part 3. Last week we got into the scripture psalm, and that was pretty awesome, right? You know, I love it when the word just magnifies the Lord and confirms, you know, where we need to be, not only in him, but in relationship to each other. And so there is a scripture tonight that God is going to give us that we might be encouraged by, and so I want you to stay tuned for that. Grab your Bible. There are a few things that we want to lift up before you tonight, before we get into the actual content that's there. I want to remind you that we will be on, and we will be interviewing Leon A. Walker, the author of, he's a very prolific author and artist as well, too. Wonder Works is one of his books that he published a few years ago. We've had him on our broadcast before, and he's been a blessing to us. And he'll be on next Monday night with us. We're so excited about having him back. I don't think we've had him on this year, 2015, so I know you've missed him, and I missed him too. And so stay tuned. Next Monday night, we want you to tune in live, so you might even ask him a question or two. Note, he posts, you know, from time to time on Facebook. You may have seen some of his postings, beautiful, beautiful cards with lovely ladies on it, and his poems that he written in regard to their personage and beauty. And so got a great artist among us. And so we're excited about him coming to being on Dr. V with Love again. We're still trying to book Latino ATJ and Apostle P.D. Mason to come and talk to us about Season Love. And they're juggling their schedules and trying to fit us in. But hopefully before the end of the year, we will have them on. We may have to have them all at once. But they are checking to see if they can accommodate us on Mondays from 6 to 7. So pray with me on that, that happens, okay? Because that's going to be a real, real treat. In support of Dr. V with Love, the broadcast, and because we're certainly trying to get a larger platform and more time so we can come to you more than once a week, and also in support of Unfailing Love Ministries, we're asking you to go to Teespring and look up the storefront Tea Time. That's T-E-E-T-I-M-E. That's there. Or go to my Facebook personal page, Dr. V, Dr. Verlene Gould, and you will see every day there's going to be a posting about how you can order one of the three of the T-shirts that we have on there. We have the I Am series, which is pretty awesome. That's there. We also have the Loveology 101. I love the Loveology 101. It's pretty awesome, too. And we also have a third series. It's there. I'm pulling it up now so I can read to you what's on the shirt. It's pretty cool. The I Am series has I Am Amazing and Awesome. I'm Just Getting Here. That's pretty amazing, too. So I like that series. You can get that T-shirt and various different fashion statements. You can get it short sleeve tee, long sweatshirt, black or white, or I think we even have some purple in that one that's there. The Loveology 411 series says, I love you because of who I am, not because of who you are. And that's an Unfailing Love special edition T-shirt. And so we definitely want you to get that shirt because that is going to go directly to our Unfailing Love Ministries church and bless some of our young people. Unfailing Love, the series, beautiful shirt. I like it in the black. I hope you get it in the black. That would be great. Again, on the back of it, it says, I love you because of who I am, not because of who you are. Great, huh? That's some good stuff. And then we have one other shirt. Let me find that one for you, because I don't want you to miss any of these great items that we have to support the ministry and to keep us doing what we enjoy doing, and that is sending out the message of love, all right? So, let me see. Don't see that one right away. So before the end of the broadcast, I'll make sure that we get that one pulled up for you so you can see. Just, this one is so neat. It has the stop sign on the front of it. Oh, wow. And that stop sign says, stop playing hard to get love, money, and peace. Hey, that's, I got pretty good memory, right? Yeah, stop. And so I'm excited about you getting that, because that's going to really bless you. I know it is. I know it is. That T-shirt is going to be a winner. And so we're going to be promoting it a lot more and looking forward to seeing you in it. And, again, a portion of the proceeds from the sale of those shirts go to help a worthy cause. All right. We're working on a Season Love T-shirt as well. So stay tuned for that. That may be before the end of the week. We're going to put it in our Loveology series, and so we're just working on the verbiage for it now, because we want it to be, we want the words to be a blessing to you. So we're looking forward to just sharing that with you as soon as it comes off the press. Okay, I did find the Playing Hard to Get. That shirt, pretty cool shirt too. Again, it comes in all various colors. Has the stop sign on the front of it. It says, playing hard to get love. Stop playing hard to get love, money, and peace. On the back of the shirt, it says, go, big word go, with an open heart into your treasure chest of gifts. Let me get it. Yeah. And skills, time, and talent, and make peace with your own mind. Now, that's a heavy message right there, right? It says, go with an open heart into your treasure chest of gifts, skills, time, and talent, and make peace with your own mind. So, yeah, that's an awesome series. It's called Go Get It Series. Yeah, Dr. E did that. So, want you to support us, and you can support us in that wise. The shirts range from $23 to $24. And again, good calls, great, the best of the best quality materials with these shirts. No flimsy shirts here that you get from the Dollar Tree. These are good quality made shirts. So, real excited. We're excited about our T-shirt store. Okay, back to our topic, Seasons Love, Part 3. This, again, is Dr. V, and thank you for joining us. I had a special song that I really, really love by the Temptations that I wanted to share with you a little bit. And after this song, we're going to go into a little bit of teaching about what we believe God is calling for and God is saying what a season love looks like. Stay tuned, all right? After this song by the Temptations, it's called For Your Love. And got to get the commercial and all that kind of good stuff before that. There you go. And here we are. Thank you. That is the Temptations. I can't think of a more beautiful song for any relationship, but especially for a relationship that wants to be a seasoned relationship. Amen. Yeah, go to YouTube, pull it up, make sure you play it, listen to it again before you go to bed tonight, and declare that, amen, to your loved one. I tell you what, it will begin to strengthen, especially if you need it from your heart. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the temptations. All right. So I wanted to play that love song to you tonight because we have a few more weeks before we end our series, and we wanted you to get to a level to where you really understand that God, not only is your relationship a good, healthy relationship good for you, but a good, healthy relationship also is good for those that are in your intimate circle as well. Certainly we know God gets the glory when your relationships are strong and when they're strengthened and that kind of thing. Wanted to use this topic tonight. Marriage is not 50-50. You both have to be willing to give more. It's not 50-50. You both have to be willing to give more. A seasoned relationship will be a relationship to where, you know, I should bring up that other song, you know. And I think I will before the end of the broadcast by Teddy Pendergrass. It's so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. See, it's not 60-40, not, you know. But he says it's a 50-50, but, you know, that... it's more than that. So listen to this article written by Ray and Gloria Ferry. Ray and Gloria operated a successful business together, allowing them to spend far more time with each other than do most couples. In addition to their other activities, they still take time to play golf together at least twice each week. They were married February 28, 1943, in Las Vegas, Nevada. They wrote this article, and I want to share it with you. It says, "We are called by God to lovingly serve one another. Being married gives you the chance to serve another person every day in ways both large and small. Don't just give 50%. Being content to pull your half of the load and worrying about whether your partner is pulling their half. Give 100% of your effort. If you ask, God will provide you with the energy you'll need. When you see something that needs to be done, don't think about whose job it is. Simply do it. And don't seek accolades or gratitude or favors in return. Our actions and attitude should be like Jesus. He was willing to serve others to the point of washing their feet. This was how he expressed his deep love. Jesus has invited us to follow his example and minister to the needs of those around us. So serve one another humbly and willingly. Let your actions flow from the love in your heart. Whatever you do, don't keep score. Don't do it. Marriage is not a contest in which you and your spouse are pitted against one another. Rather, God has placed you on the same team so you can strive together toward victory." The writer said, "Remember, when it comes to serving each other, be loving, go the extra mile. Serve each other with love." From Galatians 5, verse 13. Galatians 5, verse 13. Wow. That's a high calling for us to come to, because when you think about serving someone every day, from the rising of the sun to past the setting down of the same, right? even on your job, you get 40 hours or a little bit more, 40 to 50, maybe 60 hours, some of you, and then you get to go home and get a break, 7 to 8 hours maybe from that, or the weekends or days off or what have you. But when you're living, when you're in a covenant relationship with someone that you have confessed before God and man that you're going to love to death do you part, and you're with them often, like this couple is, working together in a business together, they have plenty of opportunity to serve one another, not just while they're at home, but when they're on their jobs as well. And that has to be pretty demanding, because you're going to go home with the person you just did 8 to 10, maybe 12 hours with, and still serve them some more. All right? So I like this extreme, because a lot of us don't necessarily work day in and day out with our partners. We're not in business with them. We may go to our separate jobs and we're away from them, like I said, for those 8 to 10 hours and come back. And then we've been away and we, as it were, had a little break from serving. And then you get the chance to serve them the other 18 hours a day. But this couple, they're together 24/7. What a demand. What a demand. But I don't believe God will ask us to do anything that we cannot do, especially if we understand these two concepts. First of all, we live and we move and we have our being in Him. Secondly, Scripture says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And then when we look at it from this perspective, being a servant, washing someone's feet as Jesus did, it's very humbling. We have to agree, come to agreement and come to terms rather with this, that loving someone is a very humbling thing to do. You have an opportunity to love them, an opportunity to serve them, an opportunity to show the love of God through you to them, and we should count it as a privilege. You know, you've asked a person who's not in relationship with anyone and would desire, really desire to be in relationship, really desire to know the love of someone that's there, they will tell you quickly, I would be more than happy to serve someone if someone loved me, if someone cared about me, if someone wanted to be in relationship with me. I know several people like that in my own life that will really desire to be in a loving covenant relationship. Just can't seem to find anybody who's serious about making covenant. Oh, yeah, they want to have sex and they want to, you know, the benefits of having someone to serve them, but they don't want to be in a covenant relationship to where that relationship demands that they both parties be servants. The Bible tells us to, especially husband and wives, to give ourselves one to the other, and to humble ourselves before each other this year. And, you know, we don't get a lot of day-to-day sermons about that, you know. And the first thing we want to throw out when it starts talking about the husband and wife relationship is who's going to surrender, who's going to be submissive to who. And Jesus puts it on another plane. He just said, serve. And he said, and then God put the icing on the cake. He says, I will know that you love me by the way you love the brethren. And so a lot of times we just want to go, in, especially in marital relationships, we just want to go to those scriptures that talks about the specifics of a marital relationship in terms of the servant part, of the surrender part, of the obedient part, you know, the submittal part. But God wants us to treat each other, just like it says over in 1 Corinthians 13, he says, love is not puffed up, it's not unkind, it doesn't act unseemly. All of those apply to every relationship. You know, I look, sometimes my husband, and I'll use this for example because I can, you know, he'll catch me at a moment that where I'm really kind of cross, and I look at him and he looks at me and we look at each other like we're crazy. And we probably say some crazy things to each other, you know. And the Holy Spirit will quicken me immediately. Go, you know what? That wasn't a kind thing to say. Or you raise your voice and you shouldn't have. Or he will walk away, you know, when I'm talking to him and refuse to come back. We do things that are unseemly. Do things that are that will shut the communication down, and then we have to come back and what? Repent. You know, we don't say we're sorry enough. We need to say that more. But the Bible really admonishes us, you know, to, the Bible says this, if it depends on you, live peaceably one with another. Go, what? You join that scripture into that, Dr. B? Yes, I am. If it depends on you, live peaceably. In other words, you're the first one to bring peace. Be the first one to bring peace. Be the first one to say, I'm sorry. Be the first one to say, please forgive me. Be the first one to say, thank you. You know, be the first one to do something without being asked to do it, you know, kind of thing. You know, I'm a big, being a Southern girl, I'm a real Southern girl, like from down in Texas, this there. And then I didn't grow up with my father, but I grew up across the street with my grandfather. My grandfather was a very humble man, and I always saw him and observed him being very kind and affectionate to my grandmother. I never seen them argue. I never seen them have a crossword. I'm sure they did. I mean, they were married for 50-some-odd years, but I never seen them publicly be offensive, nothing but loving toward each other. You know, that was her husband, and that was his wife, and no one came before that relationship, not even the 14 children that they had. You know, that my granddaddy and my grandmother died, everybody knew that their legacy was they loved each other. Like Ronald and Nancy Reagan, they had that kind of relationship. You know, Arthur loved him some Annie Mae, and Annie Mae loved him some Arthur. But when I look back on their relationship, I get excited about what I saw them not do. And I never saw them dishonor each other, you know, in any way. And that's encouraging to me. I want to be the kind of wife that my grandmother was to her husband. I want my grandfather leaned and depended on her. For she was safe with, he was safe with her, you know, and she always honored him, and he did the same thing. So it was almost like if they were competing to serve one another even the more, because we saw them doing loving and kind things to each other, and saying loving and kind things to each other. And again, like I said, we never seen them in a crossfire. So if they did have arguments, we didn't know anything about it. All we know is that if they did, they were quick to forgive because there was no evidence of it. The atmosphere in the house didn't change because they had a difference of opinion or what have you. So we have people in our lives. Your grandparents may have been that way as well. Or that may have been the opposite. Now, I can tell you about my mama and her husband, they had some rocky days, and so we've heard plenty of arguments, and we've seen plenty of fights, even some black eyes here and there. So didn't quite get that in my most immediate environment, and so for my grandparents to have the contrasting relationship, that was refreshing as well. Again, I saw my granddaddy serving my grandma serving my granddad, and I didn't see them grieve about it. Everybody in our small community that we grew up in knew that there were two couples on our block that their relationship was solid, as they say, songwriters say, solid as a rock. And the witness of that they, each of them stayed married, remained married over 50 years. Each of them saw, whether privately and publicly, how they would honor each other as a couple. So that was just great for us to have some examples. It's there. Whenever I see a couple, and I, in my work as a chaplain, and I always, that's one of the first three questions I ask, how long have you and your husband been married? And I really get excited when I see those couples that have been married 50, 60, 70 years. Yeah. And I say, I know you have some wisdom to leave us about how you were able to maintain a marriage for that long. And you know what? Each of them was saying that I learned to love that woman, or I learned to love that man as I wanted to be loved myself. In other words, they would say, I learned to love him, and I stay committed to love her, you know, all of these years. That's there. We had some good days and we had some bad days, but I tell you, I wouldn't want to be in this world without them. And when they go, I'm going to be just about ready to go as well. And that happens sometimes when couples have been very, very, very close in a marital relationship and honored one another, they soon find out that, you know what, I really don't want to be without this person in my life because I've learned to love them. The Bible tells us in Titus that the older women should teach the younger women how to love their husbands. And so you're not born with that innate ability yet. Don't think that some people are privileged because they were born with that gift. No, you learn how to do it. And I'm still searching the scriptures for that scripture that says, what about the fathers? What about the older men teaching the younger men how to love their wives? Huh? I haven't found it yet. I'm still searching. You find it before I do, let me know, right? But we do have some examples. And we want us to look. We want to look toward those examples in word and deed. Well, what example are you talking about? Well, Abraham. Abraham, he loves Sarah. He loves Sarah very much, and he. I think only one time the Lord had to tell Abraham to listen to Sarah, and Abraham. Abraham listened to Sarah and because God had commanded him to. But he had told her one time, he says, Am I not better than you know, five sons or whatever like that? In other words, he was about showing her how much he loved her, whether she had children or not. That's what I call deep and abiding love right there. So we do have some biblical examples, and we're going to be bringing those up over the next several weeks. And I thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight, listening to the teaching. Take some of these things to heart, would you please? And I'd like to talk to you about them. So even after the broadcast, if you want to shoot me a question out on Facebook, we predominantly post on Facebook about our blog talk show. But yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what a seasoned love would look like. A seasoned love looks like a love that each party is not just trying to do 50-50, but trying to give 100% of their love and their service. And I just thank you for listening and considering this with me. If you're in a relationship and it's being challenged and you want some help with that, you want some encouragement, you want some coaching, you want a sounding board, that's one of my gifts. So I'd be happy to talk to you about it. Just shoot me an email and say, Dr. V, could you have a conversation with me and my loved one and help us kind of get sail through some difficult situations right now where we're not communicating as well as we'd like to, and we want to do better. We want our love to be a seasoned love. Can you help us? And I can do that, and so on. I look forward to doing that. I want to remind you again that Leon A. Walker is going to be on our show next Monday night at around 6 o'clock, so I want you to join us. And again, Latino ATJ and Apostle P.D. Mason, also relationship experts, are going to join us before the end of the year. So I'm excited about them doing that as well. Remember to go to our Facebook site, Dr. V, or Dr. Verlene Gould, and when I do the posting on our tea time, go ahead and order one of those T-shirts from the Go series, the I Am series, and the Loveology 411 series. It'll be a blessing to the ministry. Again, I thank you for watching. You are listening, rather. You've been listening to Dr. V with Love, and I look forward to speaking with you very soon. And in the meantime, be very blessed. You know, consider yourself blessed. If you're in a love relationship, make a commitment. Even if there are some times where you feel like the relationship is just too much to bear, remember, God can bless you with a seasoned love relationship. You got to let Him be in the midst, okay? And I want to encourage you to do that. Again, this is Dr. V with Love, and we're signing off now. God bless you, and we love you.
Grace. Peace. Joy, faith. love, Dr. V.